Now, girls, I'm just going to take a moment to say a few things. And I wonder, do you like my tie tonight? Somebody has already said that's a very nice tie. So can you smell the flowers? No. Would you like to smell the flowers? Probably not, no. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do tonight is I've got a few things with me. And you're wondering what's going on in the background, are you? Oh, don't worry about that. Now, just for a moment or two, are you impressed that this is what I put on? No, you're not. This is not what I put on. But and I've got some, right, we've got some Sure deodorant, and we've got some lovely perfume. Would you like to smell it? No? Yes? Some of you wanted to smell my tie, but you don't want to smell the perfume. Now, okay, we'll give you a chance. What do you say, better spray it up. And you can tell me when you, my wife will be very cross if I spray all of this. Now, you can tell me when you start to smell these things. We'll spray it up in the air, okay? And, oh, you're wanting some as well, okay. Sorry, we're not going down to the back. Anybody smell anything yet? No? Yes. Yes. I sincerely hope that you're beginning to smell something. I thought I heard something, actually. Maybe not. Listen. Let's listen very, very carefully to see if anybody hears anything. Anybody hear anything? What is it? A microwave. Those of you who are visitors, do you have a microwave in your church? You probably don't have a microwave in your church, but we have a microwave in our church tonight for a particular reason. And it's related to what we've already been doing. And I'm not sure whether it's going to work, so I'm feeling a little bit nervous at the moment. But I'm hoping it's going to work, and it's going to teach us an important lesson. I'm looking over to... I'm told that we have to listen. What might that be? Yes, I know I'm getting a little bit hard of hearing, but... visitors, do you have popcorn in your church? I'm just looking over to see how long we might need. It's getting near the time, and it all hinges on what happens in the next few seconds. So what we're going to do now is just watch carefully. Ah. I want you to put up your hand once you smell popcorn. Because this popcorn has only been made, it's only out of the bag. Put up your hand, I want you to put up your hand and keep it up. They are only putting up their hand because they think they're going to get some of this. So it's only reaching as far as here. It's not. Any hands up down there, possibly? Okay. You can put your hand down now. And I can say within myself, hooray, it worked. Because people even halfway down and beyond, I'm looking down to John. John, can you smell popcorn? Jackie, girls, is right at the back of the church, and he's a very honest man, and he's telling me that he can smell popcorn, and I believe him. So, girls, it has worked, and there's something amazing about that. And tonight, just for a moment or two, let me remind you about what Rachel read. It's on the screen. Let me read it out to you. She read, "For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." Now, tonight, girls, what I want to speak about just for a moment is not quite the popcorn, no. And by the way, you can get the popcorn afterwards. When you go up for supper, I'm sure you'll be able to get some popcorn. Check with your family, of course, first of all. We wouldn't like the minister to be given popcorn and then there was an accident. So check with your family first. But I'm sure you'll all enjoy a little bit of popcorn. But I'm actually not here to talk about popcorn, but the aroma. What's another word for aroma? Smell, yes. We don't talk in Kilkeel about the aroma much, do we? We talk about the smell. Well, the smell has gone round the whole building already. And by the way, I didn't check upstairs. Oh yeah, they are wanting some popcorn as well. We are to God the aroma, the smell of Christ. Now, let me just explain what that means, girls, and everyone else. Whenever we ask the Lord Jesus into our lives, whenever we ask the Lord Jesus to save us, to be our friend and our Lord, he comes into our lives and he begins to change us. And girls, you have been reminding us tonight about being like Jesus, about using our hands and every part of our body to live for Jesus. We've heard from the girls telling their story about how they seek to live for Jesus. And I suppose really tonight, girls, how many of you, can I ask you this question? Well, you maybe don't want to put up your hand, but I know that some of you have read this little book. There's a picture of it up there. 10 girls who made a difference. 10 girls who made a difference. You see that packet of popcorn and the little bit of popcorn that was put into the microwave? It was actually very, very small. But something happened and it changed. And we were able to see the change and smell the change. And you might say here tonight, girls, I'm just a very small girl. I'm only 8. I'm only 9. I'm only 5. Or I'm only 6. Or I'm only 11. Or I'm only 13. What difference can I make? And I just want to say to you tonight, girls, you can make an awful lot of difference. That small little packet of popcorn, and everybody now, even Christopher way up there at the back, even Irene right at the back, they can honestly say that the aroma has gone even as far as that. Girls, don't ever say, I could never make a difference. Whenever you ask the Lord Jesus into your life, and whenever you seek to live for him each day at school, at home, wherever you are, do you want to know something? You can be the aroma of Christ. Other people will say, you see that wee girl there? She's not perfect, but she loves the Lord Jesus. Other people will say, whenever everybody else is, as we heard tonight, gossiping and saying nasty things about other people, you see that wee girl there? She doesn't really want to do that because she's seeking to follow Jesus. Whenever everybody else is telling lies and fibs, whenever everybody else is doing some nasty things, that little girl there is different. Why? Because she has asked the Lord Jesus to be her friend. She is being the aroma of Jesus. And I want to ask you tonight, girls, and I'm going to stop just in a moment. See the picture of our area? Kilkeel and the Mourns and away up to Newcastle and over into Newry and over the mountain into Rathfrieland and places like that. Wherever you live, what difference are you making? What difference are you making? Are you the aroma? Can people say, you know, that wee girl there, that big girl, she's not just a Christian on a Monday night at the Girls' Brigade. Actually, she's a Christian every day. And girls, remember, in case you think I'm trying to paint a picture that, do you think a Christian ever makes a mistake? Let me ask you that. Yes, of course we make mistakes. Do you think we ever mess things up? Yes, we definitely do mess things up. Do you think we ever let God down? Yes. Do you think we ever let other people down? Yes. But still, we have Christ. And even through all of that, we can begin to make a difference. We're not perfect. We're not claiming to be perfect girls. But we are claiming that Jesus changes us. And I finish with this. The small little popcorn that went into the microwave, it was so small. I should have shown it to you. I'll know that the next time. It was so small. But something happened and it changed. And even Alan and Mark and Irene, right at the back of the building, can now, the aroma has spread. And girls and boys of Kilkeel can make a difference amongst other people. Some people don't like it. That's what the verse reminded us. But other people are challenged by it. And they say, I want to be like Jesus as well. So, girls, thank you for listening so well. And what we're going to do now... Well, I tell you what, before we sing, let me just lead you in a very short prayer, and then we're going to sing, okay? Lord, we thank you for the change that you make in our lives when we truly give ourselves to you. We can become the aroma of Christ in our own area. Lord, we're far from perfect. We make many a blunder. But give us a desire to be like Jesus and to be the aroma of Christ. In our families, in our classrooms, in our places of work, and in our community. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to sing, and then we're going to have some of the presentations. So probably a few singers are going to come up and lead us. And then as the music leads us, we're going to stand and sing, Hear the Call of the Kingdom.